Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 8:44 on this Friday morning, as I mentioned, we talk a lot about what's going to be in the show, what's not going to be in the show. We do it every morning at 9 o'clock. Some things ultimately find their way into the rundown for the week, and others, they don't. So we assign Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program, to whip up a little something with the leftovers in a piece we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
Breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Thank goodness there isn't a polar bear in this story. If you don't get that joke, you don't want to get that joke. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? If you don't get that joke, it's Brewers related, by the way. So, I guess I'm late to the game because I was workshopping this topic with our director of content, Mike Spaulding, and he has heard of this before. Are any of you familiar with Fat Bear Week?
Yep.
You are all familiar with Fat Bear Week.
You had me a polar bear.
Thank you. Did you keep this secret from me? What the hell is Fat Bear Week? You don't know what Fat Bear Week is.
I don't know what Fat Bear Week is.
That is fantastic because
Why don't you just tell me?
So I'm not talking, however, about the celebration of some fans to the team of the South of Us.
Fat Bear.
So this is like a celebration of fatness and success in brown bears. It's a sort of competition of nature put on by the National Park System. Now, what happens, you may ask? The National Park System puts 12 bears in the Alaskan Peninsula. It's at Katmai National Park, on the Brooks River. They put these bears in there sometime in the summertime, right? They use trail cameras, web cameras, the system. They monitor these brown bears throughout the summer heading into winter, and they keep track of how they grow, and it gives them about 6 months to hunt and bulk up for the winter for hibernation.
We are here to pop.
Now, for the educational portion of the segment, during hibernation, bears gain upwards of 50% of their own body weight before hibernation. During hibernation, bears lower their heart rate as low as 8 beats per minute, and they may only take one breath every 45 seconds. That's per the NationalParkService.org. So, you can come away with this segment at all with those fun little bear facts.
You've learned something.
Let's drag this down further. At the end of those 6 months, what they do is they take a picture of the final product before these bears head into hibernation, and hibernation starts. And this is what picture is. It goes up on their website, and people literally vote in a March Madness-type bracket-style tournament. Now, there's a little bit of controversy this year. It's not all fun and games. The field of play was missing one contestant. The contestant is a bear, by the way. And they were unfortunately mauled to death by another bear. Because that's what happens in the wild. And it also happens when you put 11 or so bears on the same side of the river together. Something bad is bound to happen.
Williams to the outside. Picked off!
Indeed. So now, thank you.
It's a different bear.
So now that I know, I'm like super into this, right? Fat Bear Week has it all. It's got matchups. Bear 909 Jr. is going up against Bear 128, a.k.a. Grazer, who was the 2023 reigning champ, who's looking for a championship repeat. Mm-hmm. Fan engagement, you can vote, as I mentioned last year, 1.3 million people voted in the competition last year. So joke's on me for not knowing that this thing actually exists. And, of course, there's a little bit of violence. And what makes every news story great, you guys? Well, a cheesy news organization covering the story. This is a story of last year's winner.
There is officially a winner of Fat Bear Week. This is a real thing.
Okay, I mean, did you catch that at the end there? What that other anchor did?
It's a real thing.
That sounded like some witty anchor banter there.
Like, is that to use your own sound effects? All right, that's fine, but don't worry, it gets better.
Here's the winner, Grazer. Though it kind of looks like Grazer is more of a feaster.
Okay.
So you get it?
So, welcome to Fat Bear Week, everybody. It's voting started 2 days ago, runs through the end of the week, and I'm enthralled in this. So maybe I keep track of it. Maybe I see if Fat Bear Week, if Grazer comes out another championship. There's so many. Do they name the competition after the fallen bear that has lost their life? Can we do that? Memorial?
Yes.
That's the fallen bear's name.
You know what stinks, though? I think you only get a name if you won, because every other bear is like bear number 721. Like,
oh, that's all science-y,
yes,
right.
Yeah, right. So they kind of keep track of it that way. But like, give them names. Let the people vote on names. So anyway, unbeknownst to me, and I hope now that you all know, it is Fat Bear Week, and I wish a happy Fat Bear Week to you all.
This is a real thing.